Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Missed Connection Wednesday, brought to you by OptiVision, 1-800-20-HAPPY, and WIXX with a special guest reader today. It's Bobby. Bobby?
We even have a sponsor for this.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
That's
wow. This is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting very nervous.
All right.
Well, would you like me to go first then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Seen me cutting the grass. Nice. Love it when people say seen me inappropriately. Last weekend, you, two different people, had walked past my house while I was cutting the grass shirtless. I am normally very shy and trying to be more open with my body, but both of you seemed to notice me. The gentleman was across the street and stopped to watch me for a few moments. I could see you staring at me, and when you noticed, I noticed you. You continued on your way. The lady walked right past me and stopped under a tree for a small break of water. I seen you glance my way more than once.
Mm.
But love the idea of being in public with skin showing. Message me the street name I live on and the street that is at the intersection of my block, and I will do 2 hours of free yard work shirtless and 2 hours of housework for you if you want. Cutting grass, cleaning, whatever, as long as I can get enough done to be a good workout. I like to try and force myself to be more comfortable. And both of you seem to be comfortable with me, so why not?
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that ever got out there when I left that.
Okay.
It was the early 1970s. We fell in love. It was me, you, and your baby son. We lived together. Then one day, I asked you to marry me, and you said yes.
Hmm.
We was happy, the three of us.
Oh, we was we?
Then one day, we had a disagreement, and you asked me to leave. So I did. And to this day, I regret walking out. I loved you then. And to this day, I still love you. If by some chance you see this, I want you to know I'm sorry. And if you know who this is and you want to reply, put the name of the small village we lived in at the time.
So they had one disagreement and boom, he was out?
That's right.
And this is from 1970. And let it go.
And she asked him to leave.
Right.
And he's apologizing.
Yeah.
You live at Windsor Place Apartments on Smith Avenue. Long shot, but what the heck? You live in those apartments. I know what app you live in. I've been over there a couple times. Not to do it, but something else. I think you're really hot. Not sure if you're suing my way, but if you do, I would like to play. I know where you work. Your first name starts with this. Please let me know if at all interested. I'm very discreet. In subject line, put your name so I know it's you.
Whoa. I should have kissed you, but I was shy and felt so old and icky, and you were so young and perfect. I said I had cheese breath, so I didn't want to impose it on you. The excuses I come up with sometimes. You left for the crystal with friends, and I warned you that it smelled like a locker room full of dead bodies. Well, it felt nice to be looked at that way. It's been a long time. Thank you.
Nothing says love like cheese breath and dead bodies. Lashes from Appleton.
Oh.
I loved you so much. Why couldn't you just be the man I needed you to be? I love being with you. We had so much fun. I will never stop loving you. I know we will never be the kaboo I had hoped we could be. Bebs.
Come on, Lashes.
All right, this one cleverly titled, Hottie at Big Lots.
All right.
I know this is a long shot, but thought I would give it a try. You were shopping with a woman who looked like she could have been your mom. You came through my register because it was the only one open. You looked at my name tag, then decided you need to stretch and flex. Not sure if it meant anything, but found you rather hot. If interested, email me back. Tell me what the name on the tag read. Thanks.
Ah, but it said Big Lots.
Yes.
She was hoping it said that. That's another story.
When love is not madness, it is not love.
No.
I think about you every day.
Mm.
I shouldn't. I should let you go, considering our relationship was crazy / stupid. It's just that I have never pictured my life without you. ILYBBY. Forever and ever. Take care.
That's a lot of letters in there. Love it.
You were working as a cashier, and I went in your line. You had long brown hair and a great smile. The lady in front of me bought dog food and stuff. When it was my turn, you asked for my ID because I was buying beer. You said, happy late birthday. My birthday was a month ago. Ha, 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 ha. If this is you, email me with what I bought.
Ha, 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 ha. Found, then lost.
Yes.
We had but a brief time. A time that was marked by tenderness, trust, wanting, compassion, and passion.
Mm.
I was always there for you, but you stopped being there for me. I felt unwanted, intrusive, unimportant, and like a pest whenever you found a boyfriend. In a way, I understand you better than you ever will. I'll never have you, but you've already been mine. In the end, that didn't matter. I didn't matter. So even with us being so close, we'll never be anything.
Oh. Bobby, thank you for being a part of Miss Connection
Thank
Wednesday
you, Bobby.
My pleasure.
You did a fantastic
Katie's
job.
A rather Danielle Steele type
of interpretation. Oh, very passionate. Very passionate.
Absolutely.
I'm a little more drab, I guess. I'll have to work on that.
That's all right.
Maybe next time Nick is gone, you'll invite me back.
Possibly. Thank you, Bobby.
Great
Bobby,
job, Bobby,
thank you.
Miss Connection Wednesday. Brought to you by OptiVision. 1-800-20-HAPPY.
People texting Bobby. Bobby, you're hired.
Bobby needs to be a fixture. There you go. All right. Bobby's standing by, as a matter of fact. He's got some news for us. Quick info update next on IXX.